Hello. Thank you for stopping by today. This ministry is here to bring the transforming Word of God with power to you. Many today have questions like, who is this Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ relevant to my life today? What does it mean to be born again? Is the Bible even real, true, and practical? Who is the Holy Spirit? How can I receive my healing miracles? Are healing and miracles even for us today? By the help of the Holy Spirit, Bishop Odolaju will be answering these and many other questions as he teaches the Word of God. Get ready to be inspired, fed, encouraged, healed, and blessed. And now, here's Bishop for today's message.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Praise the Lord. I'm excited to be with you today to share the Word of God. The Word of God is life. Amen. The Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I have exciting news to share with you today from the Word of God, the good news, gospel, that will change your heart, change your life, and hopefully will give you some hope and a future in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, I pray today as we get into your Word that your people will come in alignment with what the truth of the Word of God says, irrespective of their circumstances, that they will look up to you as their source, as their help, as their deliverer, as their everything. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, I have exciting news to share with you today. And you probably can tell I'm really, really super excited. And we continue with our study that we've been doing, Jesus Healed Them All. And I'm going to go in a direction that I believe the Lord has laid in my heart. And that is, Jesus is my helper. Amen. Jesus is my helper, is your helper. At some point in every one of our lives, we know what help is. We need help, you know, whether it's to fix a tire, or you need healing in your body, or you need to be rescued from prison or pardoned from the president. I mean, help can range from something very little, very minute, to something really life-changing, life-threatening, or a big situation where somebody is in prison, or somebody is on death row, or they are going through an incurable disease, or they actually died, like in the case of Lazarus. Help means somebody came to rescue you. Somebody came to offer you something you couldn't do for yourself. And we always think of help as, you know, somebody who is homeless, you know, needing a pocket of change, or somebody who's down and out with drugs, things like that, needing help. I want to tell you today, everybody needs help, starting with salvation. Praise the Lord. Without Jesus, you are hopelessly hopeless. You're on your way, on your track to hellfire. But with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross, that help is available to us. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but let's kind of take a step back a little bit and look at what is help. I took some studies. As you probably can tell, I'm a teacher of the Word. I like to compare scriptures, dig deep into scriptures, and get an understanding of what the Word of God is really actually telling us. When you look at the word help, according to dictionary define help to give or to provide what is necessary to accomplish a task, to satisfy a need, contribute strength or means to. In other words, it could also mean to render assistance to cooperate effectively with, to provide aid, to assist, to save. Help also means to save, to rescue, to provide succor. To make easier or difficult, like I'm going to help you carry your load, to contribute to a cause. Maybe somebody's trying to raise some money and you help them, you give some money towards it. That will help alleviate the burden. Also, help could also mean to facilitate. Help could also come in form of remedy, like medicine will help heal your body. There's nothing wrong with taking medication. It's the goal of teaching on healing and miracles and the signs that the Lord brought to us is there's help, there's divine help for us. But sometimes we are not able to connect with that, or sometimes we are only able to connect with that at the medicine level, as the lowest level. But that's okay. God is fine with that. The end goal is still the same, for you to come back to your health, to come back into your wholeness, which is what Jesus paid for. 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you have been made whole. Praise the Lord. So when you look at the word help, help means many things. Somebody that is thirsty, when you give them water, that's help. When somebody is hungry and you give them food, that is help. When somebody is down and out in prison and you are the warden and you have the authority and the power to pardon them, and you do, that is help. When the world is on the brink of going into hellfire, going to hell in a handbasket, and Jesus came to die for our sin, that is ultimate help. Because within that salvation, we find everything that mankind will ever need. Everything that you and I will ever need is wrapped up in that. You know, when you look at the way Hollywood and the society today defines help, to some degree they get it, but they are not really getting the type of help that is available in Scripture. And with that, I'm going to get into our text for this teaching. Our first reading is in book of Psalm 46. It's a very popular verse or chapter in the Scriptures. And I'm reading from the New King James. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roll and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. I'm going to stop right there. God is saying here, this scripture is saying, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. When you look at other translations, you say a very real help is there. It's not a figment of our imagination. It is there. It is always available to help us. You have to look to him for help. And I'm going to get to that in a second. You have to look to him for help. The Lord is your ultimate helper. Now, let me tell you this before I go forward. When a friend or a co-worker or somebody on the road gives you help, that help is coming from the Lord, whether you realize it or not. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, you may not completely agree with that. Let me read another passage of scripture to you. In Psalm 121, the first one we read was Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 3. Now we're in Psalm 121. The psalm says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? It's a question. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not sleep nor slumber. Let's stop right there. Just verse 1, 2, and 3. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. Now, I'm going to acknowledge, you know, humans can help. Like I said before, when somebody help you, when an organization help you, when you receive some random help from supposed stranger, that help is ultimately coming from the Lord. He is the God of all the universe. It just happened by accident. Everything is orchestrated by the living God. And God is sovereign. Sometimes we forget that. God is sovereign. God can help anyone he chooses to help. There are so many examples in scripture that we're going to get into as we go through this teaching. But I'm telling you today, if you look to Jesus as your help, you will never be ashamed. Amen. If you look to the Lord Jesus as your help, you will never be put to shame. Praise the Lord. I am so excited. You know, when you look at another passage of scriptures in Jeremiah 17:6, let's start from verse 5. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the living God. For For it shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. Now look at the contrast. Verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. Now see what happens to him. Verse 8. For it shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out a root by the river. It shall not see when it comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So we see here a big contrast of two individuals, one trusting man and the other one trusting the Lord. And God is saying unequivocally, the guy that trusts in man is placing a curse on him. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart depart from the Lord. And then verse 7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Two completely contrasting views. If you trust in man, doesn't mean you shouldn't rely on people or say, you know, can you please help me carry this load on my head? He's not talking about something silly like that. He's talking about the state of your heart. Who are you placing your trust in? We read in Psalm 121, our text for this teaching. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? I'm going to look up to the hills. You know, there are all kinds of hills. The hills of man and the hills of God. Those are two, you know, contrasts right there. Where do you want to get your help from? Who are you looking to for your help? And then the verse goes on in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And Jeremiah 17, verse 5, 6, and 7, and 8 clearly gives us two contrasts. One individual that trusts in man and another individual that trusts in the Lord. Which one are you going to be? Are you going to trust in man? Are you going to trust in your job, in your abilities, in your strength? And some people trust in their, you know, education. I have a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree. I have a PhD. I have a connection in the White House, in the Blue House, in the Green House. I know all the who's of who's in the society. I'm going to ask you, when you're lying on your deathbed, can those guys help you? When you are, you know, backed into a corner because of a lawsuit, maybe you hire the Johnny Cochran's of the world, no pun intended. I'm not implying anything by that. I'm just talking about high-powered lawyers, people that know what they are doing and they are very accomplished in their profession. Yeah, they might be able to help you to some degree. Even that help fails. Praise the Lord. That help fails. Man can only help so far. But the ultimate help is found in the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. It's a place of refuge. Now in our society, after the election has just been concluded, they are talking about sanctuary cities, a place where, you know, illegal immigrants can go and hide out. Well, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. They are rescued. They are delivered. They are helped. I'm telling you today, Jesus Christ is your helper. Whatever you need. You know, Moses, when he was going to present his case, do the assignment that the Lord gave him in the land of Egypt to go and rescue the children of Israel, he asked God, what should I tell them? What should I tell your people? And what should I tell Pharaoh? He said, tell him that I am that I am. In other words, I'm giving you a blank check. You can write whatever you need into it, contained within the covenant. Glory to God. I mean, that's some shouting ground right there. God is ready to help you. You are not alone. If you are born again, you are a child of God, you are in the family of God, you are not alone. God is ready to help you. Psalm 46 said, is a very present help. No, Psalm 121 rather. Is our very present help in time of trouble. You know, Psalm 46 says, is our very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 121 says, my help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And there are so many examples of scripture that we're going to get into in a second. But I just want you to settle it in your heart. I want to encourage your heart this morning. this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you are listening to this, that there is help for you. There's help for you. Praise the Lord. The Lord is not leaving you comfortless. He's not leaving you in your situation. He is outstretching his hand right to you right now, saying, son, daughter, hold my hand. I'm here to help you. Even when man says there's no help, God is saying, I'm here to help you. Praise the Lord. So now let's begin to look at some examples in scriptures to help strengthen this notion that the Lord is our helper. The first example that we see in scripture is with Adam. The Bible said the Lord God formed Adam and put him in the garden. And after he finished it, he looked at him. He looked so pitiful. There was nobody that looked like him. He was kind of alone. And so the Bible said the Lord God formed him a woman and called him to be his helper. He's a helpmate, not a doormat. Praise the Lord. He's a helpmate to help the man. That's the first example of help that God provides for the man Adam. So if you are in a situation where you feel hopeless, you feel dejected, you are not alone. You have to just cry out to him. You have to cry out to him. You see a very good example of that with the man Peter. Peter and the disciples, they left. The Lord Jesus said, go, I'm going to catch up with you. And in the night hour, the Lord was walking on water, walking towards their boat. And they saw the boat, they were seriously afraid. And the Bible, the scripture records that after, you know, Peter got the gumption and he said, Lord, if it is really you, bid me come. And Jesus said, come. And he began to walk on water. I mean, that's a powerful picture right there. I think Hollywood is missing out on a lot. You know, there's a lot of powerful stories that can be told out of the Bible. You know, if you're a Hollywood executive, this is something you should think about. You know, there's a lot of powerful stories that can be told instead of all the nonsense that we see in Hollywood. But anyway, so Peter begins to walk on water. And he took his eyes away from the Lord for a moment. He began to think, oh, look at me. I'm walking on water. Whatever was going on in his mind, the Bible didn't tell us, but he took his eyes off of the Lord and he began to sink. So the first question that I will ask you is, how do you begin to sink? You just sink. I don't care how light you think you are. You are in water, whether it's a pool or an ocean, you're going down. That's how it works. If you don't know how to swim, you're going down. But the Bible said he began to sink and he cried out, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And Jesus did not say, well, serves you right. You thought you could do it. No, no, no. The Bible said he reached his hand towards him and caught him and pulled him out. That's who the Lord is. I don't care what the other pastors have told you and other ministers have told you, situations have told you, circumstances of life have told you. That's who the Lord is. He is a present help. Praise the Lord. Is a present reality, a present help. He's always available at your beck, at your call to help you. He's always available to help you out of your sin. He did that with the cross. He's always available to help you out of sickness. He's always available to help you out of financial problem. He's always available in any area of life. He is our very present help. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. When you look at that story that I just talked about, Peter walking on water, you want to check it out. It's in Matthew 14, and you can see it from verse 21 down to verse 32. The Bible said in verse 27 of that passage, Jesus said unto them straight away, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Peter answered, said, Lord, if it is you, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come, because it was him. What was he going to say? It's not me. No, the Lord doesn't tell lies. He tells the truth. That's another truth that you need to have in your spirit, man. What I'm telling you today is the truth because it's coming from the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. When God says, I'm going to help you, he means what he says. And, oh, by the way, you have to look at the person that is promising to help to actually determine if they are going to be able to help you. For example, I'm not yet a very, very rich man. I'm rich in the Lord, you know, financially. So if I promise you that I'm going to give you $1 billion. If I was a billionaire, you probably know about it. You know, there are some billionaires that are unknown, but for the most part, if I live in the US and I'm a billionaire, you probably know about it. So if I promise you $1 billion now, you probably just say, yeah, right, you don't even have $1 billion. But when the Lord makes promises, you can take it to the bank, because he has what it takes. Praise the Lord. He's not making empty promises. Glory to God. He's not making empty promises. So when Jesus told him, yes, I am, so walk. And then he began to walk. And then when you look at verse 30, the Bible said, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. Like I said earlier, you don't begin to sink. You just sink, period. Try it the next time you are in the pool. By the pool, just, you know, try it out and see if it's going to work out. And just jump. You know, what's going to happen is gravity is going to follow, and then you're going to just boom, boom, down the bottom of the pool. I hope you know how to swim, or there's a lifeguard standing by. So you don't begin to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. One of the keys to getting God to help you is what you find in this verse. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. The Bible did not say he cried, saying, woe is me, or begin to complain, or begin to look at the mathematics and the physics and the chemistry and the buoyancy and all the jargons you learn in physics and math, and try to figure out, why am I not walking? You know, the buoyancy, the surface tension of the water, all of that mess that we learn in physics. I'm not saying it's a mess, but it doesn't apply here. He wasn't looking at that. He was just purely crying, Jesus, save me. Simple. Jesus, save me. That's the passcode, one of the passcodes to getting God's help. You tell him, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help. You know, for some of us, we have to swallow your pride. For those of you that you're so prideful, you can't receive help from anybody. So you can't even conceive of the idea of asking God for help. Well, you're losing out. Praise the Lord. You are part of the family. He wants to help you. Remember Psalm 46, Psalm 121. He is a very present help. Oh, he wants to help you more than you want to be helped. Let me repeat that. The Lord wants to help you more than you want to be helped. He is a very, very present help. He desires to help you. He desires to help your family, to help your marriage, to help your health, to help in every area that you need help. I'm telling you, he loves to help his people. So then the Lord said, Lord, save me. And immediately, not after 5 minutes, not after thinking about it, not after, you know, pondering on it, immediately. I don't care what version of the Bible you are reading from. That's what he will say. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Oh, glory to God. Forget about the latter part of the verse, because we can talk about that in another message. But I want you to just focus on that verse 31. Verse 31a, Matthew 14, 31a. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. The Lord did not say, what is wrong with you? What is wrong? Even though he rebuked him for his low faith or his small faith. But the first thing the Lord did was to help him. Oh, glory to God. The first thing that the Lord did was to stretch forth his hand and help him. The first thing he did was to pull him out of that water where he's sinking. Maybe you are sinking in your finances right now. Maybe you are sinking in your marriage. Maybe you are sinking, your ministry is sinking. Maybe your marriage is sinking, your health is sinking. Oh, my hepata, you call unto the Lord, and the first thing he's going to do is to help you. Praise the Lord. The teaching will come later. The correction will come later. The first thing the Lord will do is to help you. Oh, he's a loving father. He's a good, good father. He's a loving father. I bring to mind, the Holy Spirit brings to mind now the parable when Jesus was talking about, is any of you, will, the children will come to you and say, give me food, give me fish, and you give them a snake. And then another one, he said, somebody will say, give me bread, and you give them a stone. And then Jesus said, if you, being evil, knows how to give good gifts to your own children, how much more the Father will give good gifts to anyone that asks him. And he was speaking specifically about the Holy Spirit, but it covers other areas of life. I am telling you, my friend, I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, that you're listening to me right now. Oh, you're looking for help? You've come to the right place. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. That's where your help comes from. That's where your help comes from. If you look at our text for today, Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? Not from your job. I'm not saying go and quit your job. You have to be wise. You have to really understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying God is not going to help you through your job. That's not what I'm saying. But your ultimate help comes from the Lord. When the Lord helps you, everything around you begins to line up. The job, the money, the finances, the health, everything begins to line up because you have received help from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm telling you today, the first thing you have to understand from the passages that we read today, and we focused on Matthew 14, with the story of Peter walking on water, he was sinking. The first thing that Peter did, which is a message to you today, is he cried out. Many of you are not even talking to the Lord about your situation. You figure that you do the math. You sit down with your spouse and then you try to figure it out. Or you sit down with the counselor. There's nothing wrong with that. And then you try to figure it out. You sit down with everybody except the Lord. Let me say that again. You talk to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, all the specialists, even the right stuff. You know, go to your pastor, your rabbi, or your minister, and then you talk to them about it. But have you talked to the Lord? Peter said, Jesus, help. Lord, save me. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Are you going to do that today? Whatever the situation you're going through right now, you need to learn from Peter. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. And when you do that, the help that you need will come. Praise. Before we round up today, I just want you to understand that your help is available. The Lord Jesus is waiting, is ready, and he wants to help you. You just have to cry out to him. I have a bunch more examples to give, but my time is rounding up. I'm looking at the clock, so we need to wrap up right here. And then I'm going to pick it up where we left off in the next message. But before we go, let's pray. Lord, I pray for my brother and for my sister that is watching or listening to this message on their podcast or whatever source they are listening from. Lord, they are in a position where they need help from you. Lord, you know exactly where they are at in their marriage, with their children, with their career, with their finances, physical health in their body, challenges that is facing them, that is even facing this nation, oh God. Lord, as a people, we cry out to you tonight. Lord, we cry out to you like Peter did. Lord, save us. Lord, help us. I pray for my brother and my sister tonight. Lord, I break the chain and the power of the enemy over your life, every area where you're struggling right now. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that strength will come on the inside of them. In the name of Jesus, that they will turn their face from everybody, but turn their face unto you. The Bible says they look unto you and their face was not ashamed. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, as your people turn their attention to you, oh, then the help that they need will come from you. For the psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. Lord, as this ministry and for everyone that is watching, that is listening, Lord, we turn our attention to you as our helper, as our strength, as our shield. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I'm really blessed by this message, and I know this message has been a blessing to you. Please reach out to us, bicconline.org, and as you do, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for being with us for today's broadcast. We believe this message has been a blessing to you. Don't forget to visit our website, bicconline.org. For more resources like books, videos, blogs, free gospel tracts, and more. We also invite you to subscribe to our social media feeds to get up-to-date messages, blogs, and upcoming event information from this ministry. Until our next broadcast, remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus is Lord, and He is your healer.